We're going to go ahead and get started with our afternoon session, and I'm going to introduce to you our next panel. John Bonin is Senior Executive leading High Performance Energy Marketing Trading Team in a highly complex environment, developing strategies for hedging real-time load, offering generating units into the market, balancing financial and physical positions, and hedging congestion. Also joining our panel is Jason Ryan. He is Executive Vice President, Regulatory Services and Government Affairs at CenterPoint Energy, following service as the company's general counsel and in other legal leadership positions. In his current role, he leads colleagues on rates and regulatory policy team, the regulatory accounting team, and the regulatory legal team, and the local, state, and federal government's affairs team. Also on our panel is Arisha Sharma Frank. She is the U.S. Energy Market Council and policy lead for Tesla. Arisha manages Tesla's policy positions, business regulatory and market strategy, utility engagements, and electrical system design and reform initiatives in the U.S. wholesale and retail electricity market. She also provides advisory services in governance, oversight, and corporate and compliance functions with Tesla. And finally, Eric Ella is the principal manager of Electric Power Research Institute. In this role, he provides technical leadership in electric market design, renewable energy integration, and generation planning. And with that, I will turn it over to our panel.
Well, okay. Hello, everyone. This is John Bonin speaking, and I think I'm going to kick things off for our panel, along with my associates, you know, Eric, Arushi, and Jason. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to address this group. This conference has been going on for many years. I've been here many times before, and I really wish I could be there in person, but the weather is sort of preventing that. So thank you to the staff for enabling us to pivot to kind of a distributed panel, which fits nicely with our subject matter today. I think I'm going to start this off talking about distributed energy resources, specifically aggregations thereof. We're also going to hear from our other panelists on what are some projects that are going on in ERCOT and elsewhere in the country. We're going to talk about the regulatory implications of some of those projects. And what are new technologies and what does the future hold? So unless there's questions or anything, I'd like to go ahead and get started. Looks good to you guys?
Yep.
Okay, then thanks. So once again, I'm gonna talk about distributed energy resources and I'm with focus on aggregation and how they present value to the market. Let's go to the next slide, please.
Are we okay? Right here? Probably this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. So, when we talk about distributed energy resources, what are we talking about? Well, the opposite would be things that are in the wholesale market, right? Things that are connected to the transmission system, but you know. We've talked about this many, many times. You know, the electrical system has a transmission side and it has a distribution side. And so for the majority of the power resources in any given market, they're going to be transmission connected. But increasingly, there are more and more resources representing more and more megawatts that are on the distribution side. So, you know, that's generally called distributed energy if they're on the distribution system. But they come in a lot of different flavors, okay? You have resources that can be in you have resources that are behind residential meters inside of the home. You have some resources that are part of a commercial installation, small industrial, and then larger industrial, and even there are grid connected solar and storage that are connected straight to the distribution system. So let's tease these out a little bit. I want to talk about aggregated distributed energy resources. They're typically those very small resources, assets, or capabilities.